This I believe. I believe there is a special someone for everyone. I didn't really find that special someone in my life until I was about in the fourth grade. His name was Ramon Brown, and he helped guide me through the fourth grade. I was a bit of an outcast in the fourth grade. The teacher would ostracize me from the rest of my classmates by calling me names such as Baby Tyler and calling me weak. Every day, I had to endure her torment of name-calling. For instance, she fussed at me on one of the first days of school for not having my homework ready to turn in. I did my homework in my notebook, but she wanted it cut out. "You're lucky I'm not counting it late," she said. Another time she was furious at me was when the class went to the computer lab. The teacher explicitly stated that we can bring one or two books with us. I carried one book with me, and she yelled at me to grab another book from her personal library. Also, the only time where she wasn't upset with me was when she liked to use me as comedic relief. The teacher's hurtful comments made me feel weak and insecure. I found my fourth grade teacher to be synonymously vile, cruel, and ruthless. My classmates didn't make me feel really comfortable at school. They'd be instigating the teacher's fun at me by pointing their fingers and laughing. They isolated me from their lunch tables and wouldn't like to play with me at recess. I felt depressed and gloomy most of the time, and thought that I was living in an infinite nightmare. I thought that I wasn't going to survive the fourth grade until I met my friend, Ramon Brown. We accidentally bumped into each other at the playground and formed an instant bond. He always cheered me up and taught me the value of laughter. He told me that I will always have haters and that I just need to shut them out. "Don't pay any attention to them. They don't know what they're talking about," Brown said. He cared for me as if I was his brother and helped keep my head held up high. During the fourth grade ordeal, I've experienced what it was like to be secluded from everyone. I learned that no one is never supposed to be alone, and that there's always someone looking out for you, as if they're your guardian angel.